This is Todd.
Hey, Todd, I need to speak to someone in service about our Suburban.
Just a minute, I'll put you through to service.
Thank you.
This is Michael in service. Can I help you?
Yes, Michael?
Yes.
Yes, I need to find out an update on the Suburban.
Oh, no. Which Suburban is that?
Don't all know me, because Mom's starting to get hot on the collar again. What's up?
Well, okay, on your... We had an incident.
What do you mean you had an incident?
Well, one of our new employees, he didn't realize we had a no-smoking cigarettes under the hood policy, and a fire started inside the engine.
What?
And basically, it's a total loss, and it's caused a lot of damage to our place here as well. And paramedics were involved. Several of our employees are in the hospital.
Okay, so what is going to happen to replacing our vehicle?
Oh, no.
Well, your insurance should cover that, I believe.
Because we only owed, like, $200 left, and we were going to get the title on that son of a gun.
Well, somebody's going to have to pay for the damages to our shop as well, because...
Why would we have to pay the damages to your shop when we bought the car from you guys? It was an under warranty problem, and that's why we took it to you guys.
The warranty does not cover fires caused by service people.
I thought that your new employee lit a cigarette underneath the damn hood.
Oh my God!
They blew up on my truck.
Yes, they did, and a lot of damage to the facility, and a lot of people went into the hospital. And the paramedics were involved, and they're saying we have to pay for the damages.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. All right, I'll tell you what. Where is the manager?
The manager, he's talking to the police right now.
He's talking to the police?
Yeah, and about the charges that we may have to file against you for the fire.
Whoa.
Fire. He's talking to the police right now.
He's talking to the police?
Some losers of America.
I found that intro on my hard drive the other day. It's something that I guess was just kind of lost for a few years. That was made by Lazy Old Jack, and it's from 2014. I don't remember it at all. Maybe you guys do. Maybe I never played it. I don't know. But thank you, Lazy Old Jack, for making that intro for me a really long time ago. You probably stopped listening because you're pissed that I didn't use your intro. But you just have to be patient. You have to wait 3 or 4 years, and I'll use it eventually. So, hey, everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 421. And today is December 13th, 2017. This one is sponsored by Effin Reality. But more important than Effin Reality are the new people that have signed up recently, such as Zeph and DMT and Christian M, Adolf Nippler, PB Rizzle, Paris B, Henry B, Shui Wacky What? I don't understand these names. You guys, quit fucking with me with these weird names. It's not funny anymore. And, of course, Icewaters77 and Kyle P, Sam W, Benjamin B, Mark McD, Tokus Pocus, Stephen W, Eric S. These people are all so much cooler than Effin Reality. DOS T, Anti-Social Engineering. They signed up. That's the podcast that Lux runs. I've been listening to that lately. And, of course, Jerry S and Tom. Thanks, all you new people signing up this past month. You guys are helping things just keep trucking along here in the Situation Room, helping make more shows happen and longer shows happen, and it's causing me to start up way too many new podcasts, like Brad's Cactus Shack and Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. Thank you, everyone that's been supporting the show these past few years, and I guess some of you new people, too. I don't really have any announcements today, but Incognito, one of the many producers here at the Snowplow Show, wanted me to remind everyone that Christmas is right around the corner. You should buy people PLA stuff. At the two main PLA stores, you can get t-shirts at phonelosers.spreadshirt.com, and you can get a bunch of stickers and other miscellaneous things at zazzle.com/phonelosers. That's where you can get decks of PLA playing cards that were designed by Clownsec, as well as the gang kerchiefs. That's what I'm calling them now, gang kerchiefs. Helps you let everyone know whether you're west of the Rockies or east of the Rockies. So, yeah, go buy some stickers and t-shirts and stuff. Oh yeah, I should mention Scary Art's Spreadshirt store too, because he has way more PLA designs than any store in existence, more than me even. Nick from Scary Art, he's the one that does all of the cartoon drawings for PLA. He's the unofficial PLA artist. And he puts all this stuff up on his Spreadshirt store, and you can buy t-shirts of pretty much every design he's ever done, which is a ton of PLA stuff, but a lot of other really cool things too. You can find those designs at scaryart.spreadshirt.com. I wish he would make a sticker store of PLA designs. That would be awesome. Get to work on that, Nick. God damn it.
New York City. It's still a hell of a town. New York Telephone. We know getting a malicious or obscene phone call can really piss you off. If you get such a call, fuck it. Hang up immediately. In most instances, that's enough to stop the caller from becoming a pain in the ass. Too often, though, people unwittingly encourage the caller by talking back. Don't be a prick. You can't argue with a sick mind, so don't try. If hanging up quickly doesn't work, for shit's sake, don't panic. Just call our business office. You'll find the number in the front of your telephone directory. In persistent cases, our annoyance call bureau takes over to try and trap the fucker. Working with the police, our annoyance call bureau has been responsible for 844 arrests and 54 abortions. And offenders have learned that a 10-cent phone call can cost them as much as $1,000 and jam their ass in prison for a year. At New York Telephone, we're in business to give you service. And part of our obligation is to see to it that no motherfucker abuses that service. After all, the service we give you is obscene enough.
Zane posted an article on the Phone Losers group today, and it's a screen capture of someone complaining about somebody riding on his car in the snow. It's like little kids writing. It says, "I don't like complaining. I hate being that guy, but please don't let your children touch other people's property. It's disrespectful and infuriating." And they just wrote their names on his hood in the snow. Like, what's the problem? When you start up your car, the engine's just gonna melt it away. It's not hurting anything. What the hell? I wish they hadn't blocked out his name, because I'd love to call this guy that posted this. I think everyone's homework assignment that lives in snowy areas should be to go out and write crazy things on people's cars, or just sign your name or something. Write something about PLA and take a picture of it for me. Or better yet, buy some spray paint and just spray paint on the snow. Because it'll just melt off, right? I think that's how it works. Anyway, since I can't call that guy, I'm going to call up some people in snowy areas. I think in snowy areas. I guess we're about to find out. And I'm going to accuse them of riding on my car.
Hello?
Hello, Ben?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street on Brook.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I was just wondering, can you not draw on my car anymore in the snow? Like, I saw that you wrote your name on my car, on the Honda.
I did. Oh, wait, what?
You know, my car's out there, and it was all snowy, and someone wrote their name on the window.
It wasn't me.
Well, why would they write your name? It's your name. It's spelled exactly the same.
What exactly? Wait. My name is spelled on your window?
Yeah, B-I-N, and then Q-A, whatever that Paris talk is, and it says, was here. Like, Ben was here. Ben Q was here. Like, look.
Really?
Yeah, just don't do it anymore, okay? It's not a big deal, I guess, but you shouldn't be coming up in my yard and drawing on my car. Come on.
I swear to God, that wasn't me. So I have no idea who did that, and I don't know why they wrote my name down.
Oh, this doesn't sound very believable. Look, I'm not trying to cause any problems or anything. It's not like I'm calling the police about it. I'm just saying, you know, don't do it again. It's kind of like you're trespassing.
Okay. I'm very sorry that happened to you.
It's okay. Just don't do it again.
You gotta believe me when I say it wasn't me.
Well, it just, I don't know who else would do it. It's, you know, I live like two blocks away from you, and someone's writing your name.
Neither do I. And it sounds weird.
Yep.
Because why would I write my own name down and then, I mean, that's like kind of like leaving a calling card.
Yeah, it's something that little kids do. You're too old to be doing this.
You're messing with me, right? This didn't actually happen. Messing with me? Is this a prank?
No, it's not a prank. Of course it happened. I just didn't understand why you'd be doing this at your age.
Okay, you do believe me when I tell you that it wasn't me, right?
I guess. I mean, I'm just going to say yeah to be polite, but come on, it's your name.
Don't honestly believe me.
Well, it doesn't matter if I believe you. I'm just asking you not to do it again, that's all.
Yeah, you're asking me not to do it again, and I can't promise you that because whoever is doing it may actually do it again.
Well, next time it happens, maybe we'll just call the police and they can figure it out themselves.
Yeah, that's fine. You by all means.
But I mean, no, I don't want to go there. Come on. I'm just asking you not to do it again. That's all.
that's the thing. You know what? By all means, please call the police.
No,
and get to the bottom of this. Because it wasn't me, and you're accusing me now, and whoever did it is obviously framing me for whatever reason they are doing that. I have no idea why, but
I think you're blowing this way out of proportion. It's not that big of a deal. I'm just asking you not to do it again. That's all.
You're the one that called me, so
I know. I'm just to call you and ask you not to do it again. Because I know it doesn't hurt the car, but it leaves marks on the windows. And when it fogs up, I can still see your name in there. It's kind of annoying. It's just a minor annoyance. I feel kind of stupid even complaining about this, really. But I just didn't
I'm actually kind of glad you did, because you just brought something to my attention that I had no idea was going on.
Maybe you're sleepwalking.
If it happened to you, it's obviously probably happening to other people as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you go all over the neighborhood and write your name on everyone's windows?
Okay, you should know that I'm not that kind of person, or nor would I do something like that. So, no, I did not, but somebody obviously is.
Yeah, maybe it's like, do you have kids? Maybe they're just pissed at their dad or something?
No. I'm not sure who, but maybe it has something to do with the fact that I ran for mayor. I don't know, but
That doesn't sound likely. Come on.
No, really? You think a guy who ran for mayor would be doing something like that?
No, I'm just saying, why would anyone try to frame you just because you ran for mayor?
why would I do that?
Yeah,
a 37-year-old grown man?
I know.
Why would I do that?
That's what I'm saying. Grow up.
Okay, you know what? I obviously, this is a joke. You're obviously messing with me.
Maybe you think it's a joke.
If this happens again, please call the cops. Okay? I would love you to report it.
It seemed like a waste of their time, to be honest. I didn't mean it when I said I was going to call the police.
Which means you're obviously not too afraid of wasting your time for calling me up. So next time, instead of calling me, just call the police.
Okay, I will. And I'm going to call the fire department and the ambulance, too.
Okay.
Because that'll make just as much sense, you know, over writing on a window.
Well, I can't promise you that it'll never happen again since I wasn't the one that did it.
I'm going to set up cameras. You don't believe me. I'm going to set up cameras, and I'll catch you doing it next time.
You'll catch whoever's doing it, yes.
You.
Okay.
It's you.
Who is this?
Because, like, there were footprints in the snow, too, and they're not kid footprints. I think it was you.
Okay. What's your name?
You should come over here and, like, let's compare footprints.
Okay, what's your name?
This is Roy. Is your bell? I live just two blocks down the road, to the left.
Two blocks to the left. What's your address?
It's 20307.
20307.
Yep. You know where it is? It's the one where you were standing there writing your name in my window.
Uh-huh. Grown, right?
That one, yep. Anyway, I got to get going. I got things to do. I didn't mean for this to turn into like a big ordeal. I was just asking politely for you to cut it out.
No, I'd like to know what your address is so I can come over.
Well, remember that one that you came in the driveway and trespassed and wrote on my window? It's that one.
No, I don't. I don't remember that one because that didn't happen. It wasn't me. So please, can you give me your address?
You know
what?
Come over to my neighbor has cameras. I'm gonna ask him to show me the images on it. And I'm going to see your picture on there, and then I'm going to print it out and be like, look, see, told you. I knew it was you. You're probably sleepwalking or something.
In the middle of the snow?
I don't think sleepwalkers care what the temperature is. They just sleepwalk. You should know better than me.
Roy, how do you spell your last name?
Why? What are you going to do next? Write on my house windows? I don't know why you need all my info.
You're
not the mayor.
Please tell me your last name.
I'm just going to hang up. I'm tired of all this. I'm hanging up.
Can you please give me your last name and address?
I already did. I gave you my last name and I gave you my address. And my phone number is on caller ID. So look.
Yeah,
just
20307.
I don't want to be your friend or anything. I just want you to stop coming in my driveway and writing on my window. It's
I would
silly.
Like you to stop accusing me of something I didn't do.
Well, you're the one that's being childish, so. And then you're accusing me of making prank calls. I'm 44 years old. I don't make prank calls.
Okay. And that's why I would like to come over.
For what? I don't want you to come over.
You called me.
I called you to ask you not to come over. Not to come over. Just I'm hanging up, okay? I gotta go. I got shit to do.
Okay.
Mr. Window Vandal. Bye.
Bye.
Jesus. So I'm calling from that list again. That I completely forget who sent this to me, but it's a gigantic list of people who ran for office, like council members, mayors, commissioners, library board members, lots of stuff like that. And I looked at the weather in some of these areas, and it looks pretty snowy over there right now. So I think this is an ideal place to accuse people of riding on my car. And I need to tell them that I do have cameras, and I did look on the camera, and it's definitely them. They're like, you were out here at 4 in the morning, riding on my car. What the hell?
Hello?
Hello, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street. Couple blocks down on
Roy. Trying to remember. What's the last name?
Gerbel. It doesn't matter, really. I was just wondering, like, I saw that you rode on my car in the snow. And could you just not do that?
I didn't ride on your car. What are you talking about?
Well, it says Mark was here. And, it, like, you know, like, wrote a little heart underneath it, like on the hood of the car.
You know what? I don't even know who you are, and I'm not out writing on cars, believe me.
Well, why would they write your name? It has your name. It says Mark.
Well, why would I write my own name on your car? Well, I have no idea. Well, but that's, it's not me. It's something, I'm not writing on cards.
It's something that kids do, and you're not a kid, so, you know, grow up a little bit and don't do that anymore. Please.
Excuse me?
I said just stop doing that. Stop acting like you're a kid.
Stop doing what?
Stop.
I haven't written on your card. I don't even know who you are.
You wrote in the snow. Like you just, you know, took your...
I did not write in any snow, on any car, anything. Someone's punking you.
Yes, you did. Like, I think you're punking me.
Using
like
my name to do it.
Why would anyone else do it with your name? That doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe to initiate this call that we're on right now. Well, that I don't know who you are or what you're talking
about.
Look,
just be a man and admit that you did it, and maybe just don't do it again, okay?
I'm not going to admit to something I didn't do.
Why
That's
not?
Simple.
You did it.
What's your address?
I'm like a block away, like 27684, and I know it was you. And you know what? We have security cameras,
what?
And I looked on
why,
the.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. That's what
me. You couldn't have gotten me on security cameras because I had no idea what you're talking about.
It was definitely you. I you've got the video right here, and it's not a big deal. I'm not gonna do anything about it.
It's not. But you know what? It's not me. Look carefully at that, because it's not me.
Oh, it's definitely you.
I haven't walked down as 684.
Well,
I haven't been at your address.
Of course you would say that if you did it, because you don't want to get caught. But you know what? We have cameras.
You know what?
And
check. You need to, well, then go ahead and turn that into the police.
I don't want to turn it into the police. It's like a minor thing. You just wrote in the snow on my hood,
well,
but you're trespassing.
It's not me.
You're trespassing.
I don't know how much more I can make this clear. I didn't write in any snow at anyone's house, and if you get me on camera, that's some mistake, because it's not me.
Well, the camera doesn't lie. It's definitely you. And just
no,
I'm just asking
me.
You, please.
I should know if I wrote on someone's car or not, or their lawn. Or I didn't write on anybody's anything.
Look, just
listen, this,
don't
this
do it again.
Done.
Yeah, the call's over. It's not a big deal. Just please don't do it again, because you're trespassing, okay?
I haven't done it to begin with. Get that through your skull.
Well, I don't see why you're being so defensive. There he goes. That's actually only the second person I've talked to. You know, usually there's calls that don't work out and people that don't answer. That's two calls in a row where these guys have gotten really defensive over it. And it doesn't even seem like that big of a deal. It's not even that crazy of a thing.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on Court.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I noticed you wrote your name on the hood of my car in the snow. And I was wondering if you could just not do that anymore.
Not do what? Write my name where?
On my hood, and you know, in the frost and the snow on the car.
Oh, I didn't do that.
You wrote David was here.
What the heck is that? That wasn't me.
Well, why would anyone else write your name? Like, do you have a son? Maybe is it David Jr.?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where was it at?
I live just maybe a block away from you.
Right, but were you parked in the back?
No, I was parked on the street. So, you know, it's not like you were trespassing or anything. It was just parked in the street. It's just, you know, still, it's...
I swear I didn't do that. It's so,
oh, it's
so weird.
You don't have to deny it or anything. Just please don't do it again.
I swear I didn't do it. I'm a little old to be kind of doing things like that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, why would you even be doing this? It's weird.
I have no idea. You should really. It says David.
Yeah, David was here, and there's like a heart underneath.
Wow, that's so weird. I'm sorry, I did not do that.
Well,
I can't even imagine.
Maybe you were sleepwalking and did it. I don't know.
No. Somebody must have been playing a joke. I don't know.
Hmm.
What kind of car do you have again? Maybe they thought it was mine.
It's a 2004 Saturn Ion.
Wow, I'm sorry, that wasn't me.
Well, if it wasn't you, then why are you saying you're sorry? Sounds kind of suspicious.
Because somebody did it that knew me. Somebody knew my name.
Well, who would do that? That doesn't make sense.
I know it doesn't make. None of it makes sense. But it doesn't. Certainly, it makes less sense for me to do it.
Yeah, well, I understand if you just thought you were just walking by and just thought it'd be fun to write your name and put a little heart there. And
yeah, I didn't do it.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not. It's, you know, it didn't really hurt the car or anything. You know, I just started up the car and it melted away. No big deal. But still, come on. No reason to be doing that.
I understand you thinking me doing it, but I swear I did not do it. Well, I was even home most of the day.
Yeah, well, I think it happened in the middle of the night or something, because it was there when I got up this morning. Or maybe it happened early this morning, perhaps.
I don't know. I left early, so...
Well, yeah, maybe like before you left, did you like take the dog for a walk or something and just happened?
I don't have a dog. No, I didn't sleepwalk. I didn't do it. I'll see if, I don't know, make sure somebody doesn't do it again, or I don't know. I'll ask around who would do that, but.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm going to put like this radioactive material on my hood. So next time they do it, their fingers are going to burn. So I'm just warning you, like, if you do it again, you might, you know, your fingers are going to get really hot and you probably get sick. So please don't do it again.
I didn't do it. So how did you get my number, though?
I just looked in the phone directory online.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't do it, so.
Okay, well, that sounds like something that somebody that did it would say, but it's fine. You know, I'm not upset or anything. I was just hoping you could not do it again. That's all.
Okay, I didn't do it, but thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Yep, just don't do it again.
Okay, I didn't do it, I'm telling you.
It's fine.
Why would I lie?
You know, well, why would you do it in the first place? None of it makes sense, really.
I didn't do it in the first place.
Well, that seems awfully suspicious that someone, like, who would just write your name on there for no reason? Like, why wouldn't they write their own name? Why wouldn't they write their own name was here and put a heart underneath?
Well, trying to implicate me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know who would ever do it.
Come on. Nobody would do that. Are you just, like, do you have a crush on me? Is that what it is? Is that what the heart's about? Because, like, you know, you could just come over and talk to me.
Is this a joke? Is this a joke? This has got to be a joke, because there's no way in the world. I mean, you can't be serious.
No.
I mean, I didn't do it.
I wouldn't joke. No, like... You're the one that's apparently the jokester, like, writing on the hood of my car.
All right. So you call me up. You tell me this. I tell you, I swear that I didn't do it, and you don't believe me. So I don't know what to say.
Well, how could I believe you? It's got your name on it right there. Like, who else would write your name on the car?
Who knows? I don't know.
This is like those teenagers that, like, you know, they spray paint their names on the overpass. You know, like Mark was here. And then the police go and talk to Mark about it. He's like, I didn't do it. Somebody else wrote my name on there.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little old to be doing it. So,
yeah.
And I never did it when I was young. So
that's what I was thinking. Are you just having like a midlife crisis and like doing things that you should have done when you're young?
Okay, well, listen. If you don't believe me, then don't believe me. But you don't talk to me like that, okay? I didn't do it. I'm telling you I didn't do it. I don't know who did it.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you, I don't believe you one bit, because who else would do it? It's not like I'm calling the police.
That's
or anything.
What I'm telling you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's not like I'm just calling to ask you, please, not to do it. That's all. Nothing.
Well, you
nothing
can
else.
Ask, but if it happens again, I'm not doing it. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know who did it.
I'm going to put cameras out there.
Acting like go ahead. Put whatever you want on there. I did not do it.
I'm putting cameras out there and radioactive dust all over the hood. Next person that does it, they're going to lose their gloves.
Go ahead and do it, and we'll be happy to find out who did it then.
It's going to burn right through their gloves and eat through their skin. Then they'll be sorry.
Yeah, okay. All right. See ya.
All right. Have a nice day. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't threaten to put radioactive material all over my car. That's probably a bad idea. But what's he going to do? Tell the police? He's a criminal. I'll just counter-tell the police on him for writing on my car. Maybe I should tell him that I smeared that dye pack paint all over my car so that whoever writes on my car would have just like red stuff all over their hands and be like, if you're so innocent, why don't you come over here and show me your hands then? Because I know you got red dye all over your hands. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Maybe.
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. It's Roy. I'm your neighbor down the street here on Street.
Oh, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Wait, which neighbor Roy? Wait, which house are you in?
The blue one. I'm just like four houses down. Hey, I just noticed that you wrote your name in, you know, on my car, like on the window.
I didn't.
Well, yeah, I was just calling to ask you, please don't do that again, because, you know, it's technically trespassing.
Okay, and, Roy, I couldn't have because I'm not even home yet.
Yeah, well, no, I'm talking, you know, like early this morning or something, it must have been, because when I got up for work, it said Kelly was here and put like a...
No.
Put like
no,
a,
Roy, I really didn't. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, I don't think anyone else would put your name on there. It says Kelly was here, and then there's one of those smiley face with the vertical lines for eyes. And then I went on your Facebook, and I noticed that you've made your smiley faces with the vertical lines for eyes before. So it's kind of obvious. So just please don't do it again.
Rory, I'm not kidding. I'm telling you this as a neighbor and as a city council person. I didn't write anything on your car.
Were you just trying to promote yourself, you know, like for the
no.
next city council?
The election's over.
No, it's never too early to start campaigning again, I guess. And if, I don't know, maybe find a different way to campaign than writing your name in my window. I know it's not.
I'm telling you, I didn't. I'm 40 years old. I'm not going to write on somebody's window.
But who else would write your name?
I don't. I honest to God don't know.
Is there a Kelly Jr. there or something? Like, do you have kids with the same name?
No, maybe I don't know if maybe somebody thought that I lived there instead of my actual house. I really don't know what you're talking about. Well, if you want to take a picture and send it to me, please do. But I'm telling you, I haven't touched anybody's car or anything.
Well, it already melted off. I had to, you know, like... You know, melt it. I had to scrape it off to
I
go to work.
I wouldn't do that. That would annoy me. But, I mean, well, it probably wouldn't annoy me. I'd be like, what the heck? But I did not touch your car.
Okay. All right. If you say so, just, you know, like.
It's really weird and bizarre, but I didn't touch your car.
And like, you don't draw your smiley faces with the vertical lines for eyes?
I don't draw smiley lines. I don't know what. Are you talking like an emoji?
Yeah, kind of like an emoji, but you just draw it. That's how you draw your smiley faces when you're drawing smiley faces on paper.
I've used emojis before. I really, honest to God, have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, just, you know,
I dropped my kids off at school this morning, and then I went to work, and I haven't even made it back yet.
Did you drop your kids off before or after you wrote your name on my window?
I swear, if you want to get a forensics person out there, you can do that, but I did not touch your car. Well, I have no reason to lie to you.
Funny you should mention that. I think I'm going
to
put some of that dye pack paint on my window this next time, so the next time someone writes their name on it, it's going to get all over their fingers, and I'll know who did it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So
I'll buy you the dye pack thing myself. It's cheap.
I
don't have any money.
I've got a bunch.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I'm just warning you, like, next time you think about writing on a window, it's going to get...
Don't think about doing something, I won't do it. I'm really sorry that this has degenerated into this, and I'm sorry you don't believe me. I didn't touch your car.
Okay?
Well, I didn't touch it. I have no reason to touch it. Which I don't even know which house is yours. You said the blue house?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, four or five houses down here on the street. But it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to make a big deal of it. I was just asking if you could not do it anymore. That's all.
Okay, which side of the street are you on?
The same side as you, the even side.
Okay, so are you... I'm trying to think what cars I didn't even walk to the bus stop this morning. I didn't even walk past your car. I sent Abby out this morning by herself, and I watched her get on the bus.
Bad parenting.
So then I didn't even walk past your car.
Hmm.
I don't even know what car is yours.
Maybe Abby did it. Just like, is she pissed at you today? Was she just trying to get her mom
in
trouble?
No, she's seven, and her writing is terrible.
Wow, that was mean.
It's true. I mean, I love my little girl, but she wouldn't write my name with an emoji.
I hope you don't tell her that to her face. Like, wow, Abby, your handwriting's terrible.
I tell her it's not good, and I say we need to practice, so we practice. Mm. And she's actually better, thank you. But
maybe she was practicing on my window with your name.
Like, well, then I'm glad she would have been practicing, but I know she wouldn't have done it because she doesn't even write her full name. So I'm telling you, I don't know who wrote on your car. I'm sorry that this happened. I don't know if somebody thought they were being funny, if they got the addresses wrong. I really have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
you don't have to be sorry. Just don't do it again. That's all.
I won't do what I didn't do in the first place. So that's not a problem.
Well, you don't have to deny it like that. It's just like I just didn't do it. I'm just okay. All right, fine. You didn't do it. Wink, wink. That's fine. Just please don't do it again.
Okay. I'm sorry. I have no idea what you're talking about. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Bye. Wow, these people get so upset about this. I kind of want to, like, watch their Facebooks or something and see if they freak out about this online. And I guess she won the election this year. She's the council member in this area. She's doing a 4-year term. Congratulations, Kelly. I bet you when her daughter gets home from school, she's going to be like, Abby, did you write my name on that guy's car? Maybe Abby will get grounded.
Your call has been forwarded to an...
That'll be hilarious.
This is Andrew.
I'm Wendy.
We're not here right now, so leave us a message and we'll call you back as soon as we can.
Thanks.
How sweet. What an adorable married couple.
Hello?
Hi, Marion?
No, she's not here right now. I expect her back in a little while.
Oh, okay.
Can I see who's calling?
Sure. Well, this is Roy. I live down the street from you here on...
Yes. Yes.
And, I noticed that she wrote on my car window in the, you know, in the frost and the snow. And I was wondering if you could just tell her not to do that anymore.
Are you sure she did?
Yeah, it says Marion was here. And she put, like, a little heart underneath it.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I'll tell her.
Yeah. I don't know. Did she do that to a lot of neighbors? I thought it was kind of weird that she'd do that, but...
I've never heard of this before from her, so I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Well, just, you know, learn to control your woman and stuff, because I don't need my... Because it leaves marks on my windows. Like, when the defroster melted it away, it, you know, I could still see it there with her...
Okay, I'll tell her.
Oily fingerprints and stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay warm out there. He's going to be wondering why his wife's doing that now. Like, honey, come on. Oh, by the way, you know, remember I was saying vertical slats for eyes to that lady that obviously did it? I was saying that because I think that's the same thing that Richard Cardo, Detective Cardo, the best detective in the world, was saying about me. That's how he cracked the JonBenet Ramsey case. Because whenever I draw smiley faces, I use vertical lines as the eyes, and nobody else on planet Earth does that. And that was his key piece of evidence against me, and that implicated me in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey. You guys know I was accused of murder once, right? About 10 years ago, by some crazy man named Detective Cardo. There's a whole video series out there about the whole thing. And you know what? Maybe I did it. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I just don't feel like talking about it right now. But that's where that came from. Good old Detective Cardo. Twitter.com/Detective Cardo. I think that's his fake Twitter account. You ever have a case that needs solving, Detective Cardo, he'll do it for you. Reasonable fees, I think.
Hello?
Hi, Jean?
She's not here. Who's calling?
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I live down the street here on...
Uh-huh.
And, hey, I was wondering, do you think you could ask her not to write on my car window anymore in the snow?
Say what?
She keeps coming by and writing her name on my window, on my car, in the snow.
Who?
Jean does.
No, she don't.
Uh-huh. Yep, it has her name. She's like, Jean was here. And then she does like a smiley face with vertical lines for eyes.
Well, you must got her mixed up. Well, why would she do that?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Like, I just was hoping you could tell
her
to...
How'd you get her phone number?
I just looked it up in the directory on the internet.
Directory on the internet?
Yeah, but look, just it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to make a big thing of it. Could you just ask her not to do that anymore? Because she just keeps doing it like
Ev. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second.
All right.
Jean.
Oh.
Come here.
The truth comes out. She was home.
This guy down the street saying you got your name on it. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, Gene?
Yeah.
Oh, he was telling me you weren't home, and now you're home. That's weird. Hey, I was just wondering, could you stop writing your name on my car window in the snow? It's immature.
Who are you?
Oh, this is Roy. I live down the street about, like 6 or 7 houses down. I'm the one whose window you keep writing your name on.
What's your address?
I'm a 22359.
Yeah,
just,
why the hell would I come and write my name on your car?
That's what I'd like to know.
I'm a grown ass woman. I am not writing your name. I'm not going to nobody's house writing my name on their car. That's so silly.
You're not too grown if you're saying grown ass woman.
You know what? I'm 65 years old. Why would I do something to somebody I don't even know?
That's what I'd like to know. And it's not a big deal. You know, it smudges up my windows.
I don't care if it's not a big deal or a little deal.
I know. Well, stop doing it then.
I don't care if it's a big deal or a little deal. I'm 65 years old. I'm not writing my name on nobody's car.
Okay.
You got your jeans mixed up.
No. Well, it says Gene. Hey, can you stop coughing into the phone? That's rude. It says Gene here.
I'm going to cough wherever I want to cough. This is my phone.
Okay. Well, it's just gross. You know, you're coughing all over the phone. Going to get everyone sick.
Gross calling my house telling me that I'm writing my name on your car, and I'm not.
Well, you're gross writing your name on my car.
I don't
car.
Even understand why I would do some dumb shit like that.
That's what I don't understand.
You got me mixed up with somebody
else. And you just need to cut it out. Just don't do it again, please, okay?
You know what? I think I'm about to call the police on you because you got some shit going on.
Oh,
really,
yeah?
Foul.
I'll tell the police that you're writing in my windows.
Yeah, going on. So I'm about to call them and find out what the fuck is going on here.
Well, you're the one trespassing and writing your name on my car. Uh-oh. She hung up. I better call her back. Stop her from calling the police. We don't need that.
Hello?
Hey, Gene, I was just kidding before. I'm with the radio station, and you've just been butt slammed.
I just been what?
You've been butt slammed. It's just a joke. We're just joking around.
Butt slammed by who?
By the radio station with the Gerbil and the Butt show on 100.3 FM.
That's so crazy.
You've been
butt slammed. I ain't got nothing else better to do.
Well, it's our job, you know. We got to make prank calls, so, you know, don't be so judgmental. At least we're not writing our names on people's windows.
And then you got my name from where?
Just from, you know, the list on the internet.
I was about to call the police on you.
Well, that would be stupid. That'd be a waste of their time. Because, you know, all it was is that we're a radio station and we butt slammed you.
Okay, that's so what? Do I get a check or something?
No, no. We're going to play this on the air tomorrow morning, 100.3, the Gerbil. Just, you know, be listening. It'll be funny. We're going to make fun of you a whole bunch.
What's the radio station?
100.3, the Gerbil.
And what time?
8 o'clock in the morning. You probably usually sleep until noon, but you'll have to get up early. And you can hear yourself get butt slammed on the radio.
Okay.
LOL.
Bah.
Teehee. Do you forgive us for the... Okay, there she goes. Okay, I'm starting to get bored with this. I think I'm going to quit doing these here in a few minutes. But what I really want to do, I want to call up somebody and accuse them of writing something else, and I'll just say, I know it was you. It's the kind of thing you would do.
Hello?
Hi, Regina?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy. I live down the street from you here on Street.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How are
you? Oh, pretty good. I was just calling to ask if you could not write things on my car windows anymore. You know, in the snow.
If I cannot what?
You know, and when the windows in the morning, there's like frost and snow and stuff on them. Could you not write things on the windows? Because that's kind of immature, and technically you're trespassing when you do that.
I swear to God to you, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, you take your finger and you just write on my windows on my car.
Never done that.
Oh, come on. It's something you would do.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I live just down the street in the blue house.
The blue house?
Yeah. Look, it's not...
You live like 4 houses down.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I was just hoping you could not do that anymore because it's just kind of immature.
Okay. I am a councilwoman. I do not do that. So if somebody's doing that to you,
la-di-da.
I can try to tell public safety to come down the street more often and check it out. But I guarantee you it was not me.
Well, I don't know. You don't have to go through such elaborate measures just to pretend you didn't do it. Just please don't do it again. It's
okay. All right. You have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Public safety? What's that? Does she mean the cops? Like, could you patrol our neighborhood more often so people don't ride on our windows in the snow? Is that what she's talking about? Remember when I was first calling from this list a few weeks ago? And I said people weren't uppity enough. Everyone was just kind of thought it was funny. But people are sounding much more uppity this time around. It's kind of nice.
Hello?
Hello, Amanda?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Roy.
Hey.
Hey, I was just wondering, like, I noticed you keep writing on my car window. And could you just please not do that anymore?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I live just down the street here in...
I don't know what you're... I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you wrote Satan Rules 666 on my window, and come on, grow up. Just please don't do it again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I didn't write anything in your car.
Well, who else would write it? It's like right there. It says Satan Rules 666. And I'm not offended or anything. I'm just saying, like, if...
Who is this?
It's Roy. I live just down the street from you.
Why would I write that on your car?
That's kind of what I want to know. I don't know why anyone would write that. Anyone that's not a teenager, anyway. It's like something Matt Hillock would do. Just please don't do it again, okay? Whoa, settle down. Don't choke to death. I don't want to be like those Australian DJs.
Stop it! Who is this? You have to tell me who this is.
It's Roy. I've told you several times now. You know exactly who it is because you keep writing on my car.
I can't. Okay.
Are you really a Satanist?
No. Stop it.
I'm just asking. I wouldn't write that on a car. Because, you know, God's watching.
All the time.
Yep. Sees you when you're sleeping.
Well.
Yep. Okay, well, anyway, you know, just please don't do it again. I don't want to have to involve the authorities or anything.
Talking
go,
to you.
Go answer your phone.
Bye.
Damn Satanist. She hung up on me. She reminds me of that Pauly Shore cruise lady. Just like laughs hysterically at every little thing I say. I bet she's going to be calling just billions of people today.
Your call has been forwarded.
Be like, did you call me? Was that you? She's going to lose sleep tonight over that, wondering who called her. He's going to be checking tax records to find out where Roy lives.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Mrs. Holland?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street here on Drive.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, like, I know you guys I keep coming over and writing things on my car window. Can you please not do that anymore?
We do what?
You keep writing in the snow on my car window?
No, that's not us.
No, I know it's you. You don't have to deny it. I was just hoping you could stop doing that, please.
Again, that's not me. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not me. I'm not doing that.
You wrote Satan Rules 666 on my windshield this morning, and come on. That's just immature. Please don't do that.
That's not me. You could talk to my husband if you want to, but that is not me who's doing that.
Was your husband the one doing it?
No, he's not. No.
It seemed like something you would do, not him.
How do you know me?
Well, I'm your neighbor. I live down the street. I drive the blue car. I always honk and wave when I drive by.
Yeah, you're full of shit. Have a nice day.
You're full of shit. At least, how did that tell her I was full of shit? because I drive a blue car, but the rest of it was totally believable.
Hello.
Hello, Donald?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you here on Avenue.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Larry?
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering, like, could you stop writing in the snow on my windshield on my car?
I didn't do that.
Well, no, I know it was you. You wrote, like, Satan Rules 666.
No, I didn't do that.
I don't know why you would do that. Like, can you please just not do that anymore? That's kind of, you know, come on.
I assure you I didn't do that.
What are we, kids?
I didn't do that.
Okay, well, no, I know it was you. It's the type of thing that you would do, just, if you could just...
Are you sure you know who you're talking to?
Yeah, Donald on Avenue. I live just a few houses down.
Yeah, why would I do something so stupid as that?
That's what
especially
I want to know.
Especially when it's pouring out snow. I most certainly did not do that.
Just, look, it doesn't matter. Just please don't do it again. That's all
I
ask.
No, it does matter because I'm being accused of something I didn't do. Which way do you live? Down towards Telegraph Inn?
Yeah, yeah.
And all right, it was those damn four kids that was walking down the street.
Always blaming it on the kids. Always blaming it on the
it
kids.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Okay, look, just please don't
and
do it
I
again.
And I resent that you say that I did. Well, why would I get out in a blinding snowstorm and do something so stupid?
I resent that you're writing Satan Rules on my car and 666.
I'm not writing Satan Rules. I have nothing to do with that.
And it looks like you tried to draw a pentagram underneath, but it like fell apart. So just it's
I
like
didn't
a
do it. I'm telling you, I didn't do it.
Are you really a Satanist? Oh, poor Donald. But hey, that's good information to have. Maybe on the next show I do this week, I can also do snow calls in this area. Because this list is really huge. It just goes on forever. I'm not even halfway through it yet. Donald was running for a council member. Wonder if he won.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Really, I should get on the air with this. Maybe I'll do this again, like later this week, on Friday or something. And you guys can suggest things to me that they wrote on my car. Come up with something better than, you know, Satan Rules 666.
Yes?
Hey, Randy?
Hi.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live here on...
Yes.
And, hey, I was wondering, like, I noticed you keep writing things on my car window in the snow. Can you please not do that anymore?
I did what now?
You're writing, like, Satan Rules and stuff on my windshield, on my car.
On the windshield?
Yeah. You are. Can you please not do that anymore?
I'm not doing it.
Well, I that's what I'm saying. Can you not do it anymore?
I never done it.
You didn't write Satan Rules in my window?
No.
And then like 666 on the back window?
Oh no. No, I don't do crap like that. I'm in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, me too. I'm just asking, can you please not do it anymore?
No, I never done it.
Well, look, you don't have to deny it. It's not a big deal. It just smudges the windows, and I was hoping you could stop.
You know, I don't do bullshit like that, but you okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Ann Arbor, and I haven't been home in order to do anything like that, and I wouldn't do it.
Well, it was early this morning, you know, like when I got up to leave for work, and it was on the window, and I'm sure it's you. Like, that's totally the kind of thing you would do normally.
Excuse you, I spent last two nights in Canada, so I haven't been back.
Oh, a likely story.
Well, please take a picture or whatever it is that somebody's doing it and report it to the police, but it's definitely not me.
Oh, no, we don't need to involve the police. I've got three strikes. I can't have the police coming over here. I'm just like, you know, it's not even that big of a deal. I was just hoping you could stop.
You know what? You're really pissing me off. I don't do dumb shit like that.
You don't have to pretend to have an alibi and stuff. Pretending you're in Canada, it's fine. You know, it's you're just being immature. That's all. Just please stop. Maybe do another neighbor's window. You should do Frank's window. I don't even like that guy. Nobody likes him.
I don't have time to do a chalet game, but
well, you're doing it on my window. Why can't you do it on Frank's window instead?
You really need to go get some business and leave me alone.
Get some business. What do you mean, get some business? I'm at work right now.
I ain't got time to do no little childlike things, whatever you accuse me of.
Well, I'm not accusing you. I'm just saying you definitely did it, because who else would write Satan rules in my window?
I have no idea. Why don't you just call the sheriff and have them go ahead and investigate whatever somebody's doing, and maybe they can fake fingerprints or whatever is off of it.
No, that's a waste of their time. Come on. I don't want to do that. I was hoping you'd just stop. Can you please just stop?
You know what?
Stop being such a douche canoe.
You know what? At least, you know what? I really don't have time to have an ignorant conversation with you or anybody else who wants to accuse me of dumb shit like that.
Well,
but thank you very much.
Don't do dumb shit then. Just stop doing dumb shit. And then you won't get accused of it.
Thank you very much. You and Satan 666 or whatever y'all doing.
Oh, see?
Thank you very much.
See? Obviously it's you. If you're making jokes about it now. Now I'm sure
you're
of
calling
it.
Me.
Now I'm positive.
Can I have your phone so I can record this idiot on the other side who's accusing me of doing something that I'm not doing?
Oh, I'm the idiot. You're the one that's writing on my car. Writing childish things on my car. Just please don't do it again. We don't have to make a big thing of it. Just please stop. That's all.
Just keep talking so I can record you while you're saying that. I did not do it. I haven't been in to do this. But thank you very much, and I wouldn't do ignorant things like that.
Yeah, right. You were in Canada, wink, 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 wink.
I'm in Ann Arbor right now, and I'm recording your conversation and your number as you're talking.
I don't give you permission to record. It's illegal to record without my permission. You're breaking the law again.
I'm giving permission. You're recording. I'm recording myself talking to somebody over some dumb stuff.
Yeah, but it's like illegal wiretapping laws in this state. You're not allowed to do that. That's against the law. But you don't care because you're always breaking laws and drawing on my windows and trespassing in my driveway. So the police, if you're listening to this, police, remember there is a federal and state laws against wiretapping. This guy's violating them. Arrest this man immediately.
I'm letting you know that I am recording this conversation while you're talking crazy stuff.
Oh, it doesn't work like that because you were recording me before you told me.
I'm letting you know now. I am recording this conversation because I have somebody who is incomprehensible on the other end being accused of me of doing something. So I am recording this conversation with used as evidence against you.
What do you mean I'm incomprehensible? You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're like, you know, you wrote on my window, Satan rules. And then you're joking about it and saying, nah, Satan rules 666. Teehee. Like, just cut it out, okay? Just cut it out.
I'm allowing you one more minute to go ahead and get done with your rant.
Okay.
And I will save it here for the county sheriff. I am recording this conversation. You called me, accusing me of some crazy, wacky stuff. I'm not there. Thank you very much. This is the end of the conversation.
Well, no, you said I have a minute left. I have a minute. You said I have a minute.
I had a minute.
No.
My minute just ran out.
No, you said I have a minute. I get one more minute to rant. Oh, man, I was going to apologize to the sheriff for Randy wasting all his time like this and ask the sheriff to please explain to Randy that it's not illegal to call up somebody and accuse them of weird stuff. That's totally okay. Randy just doesn't understand the laws because he spends too much time in Canada. That's what it is.
Hi, Roy. My name is Ram Sasso.
Hey.
We love cactuses.
That's
cactuses
nice.
Are the best thing in the world.
Okay.
Also, I enjoy glory holes. Glory holes are the best in the world as well.
Yep.
Come on, Freak Show. Participate with
me. And Roy, this is the Freak Show Telephone Company. You're on the Elite Elite Freaker Conference.
Not this Freak Show guy again.
We all just want to say hi. It's about 12:30 EST. And we're raising all kinds of hell, trolling Motel 6 and stuff.
You shouldn't do that. That's not right. It's mean.
Yeah.
Waking people up.
Cacti.
Being kind of a dick.
In Roy, New Mexico.
Okay, thanks, Freak Show Teleconference.
Hey, Brian. It's Mason again.
Hey, Mason.
And next episode's going to be 421.
Oh, shit.
So, in episode 420, you're saying about calling businesses and stuff. I think what you should do is call businesses and say that you're, like, whoever answers the phone.
Well, it's too late now. The show's
say,
over.
Like, they failed a drug test. Or not failed a drug test, but say that they're going to need to get drug tested because they were smoking weed. Get it at like 421. All the businesses after 420 when they drug test.
I get it.
I just thought that was a good idea. And see ya.
But too late. Show's over. I'm playing voicemails. I'm going home. Fuck this shit.
Man. Well, looks like I'm going to be making my way home from Minnesota to Georgia. So
yay.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't been playing voicemails lately.
What?
I wonder what that's for. Oh, yeah, and...
What are you even talking about? You're talking about this on Patreon, saying I don't play voicemails anymore. I always play voicemails.
One good...
Every single show has voicemails
on it. One other thing, you ain't yanking our chains about that. We're now giving you permission for that song, are you? I mean, really. That's, you know...
Oh, the Weird Al song.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
scratching my head. Are you yanking our chains, or is that serious?
Yeah, I feel weird answering this because I already answered this on Patreon. Now you're asking me in a voicemail. It's very confusing. But I guess he's talking about in the other show that I do, Brad's Cat to Shack. I don't play voicemails on that. But that's because that's a different show. Why would I play voicemails on there? Nobody wants to hear voicemails on there. Well, except the voicemails that I've played on there. Like the really old ones from the early 2000s.
Hey, Brad, this is Randall Thor here, Cultum Collective, saying congratulations on 421 episodes. I remember when this was just the pre-cum show for Brent Westwood or Madhouse or whatever other shows. And now you're doing pre-shows for Zisqua. You've come a long way, Brad.
I sure
proud
have.
That you've to hear that you've done 421 episodes. Here's to another 421. Randall Thor, out.
Thanks, Randall Thor. I also can't believe that I'm still doing this shit. I need to get a life. Need to quit.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin.
Hey.
So I was listening to episode 420, and when you got all confused after that lady called you MC Hammer...
Yeah, I know. Someone else told me this. I'm stupid for not realizing
because
this.
Because MC Hammer had a song called Too Legit to Quit.
And yeah, and she's... Goes, okay.
Too legit.
Let you
too
explain
legit
it.
To quit, you know?
Yeah, so, I've been trying to forget that song for the past 20 years or so, so I'm glad she's reminding me of it.
That's where that came from. And also...
So the reason she's like said I wasn't legit, and I said, I am too legit, and she said, okay, MC Hammer, and I totally didn't get it. It went over my head.
Do you plan on doing more Jiffy Lube calls later? I have an idea for you. Since Christmas is coming up, you should say that their car got its oil changed by a anti-vaxxer. Like, the person who was doing it was an anti-vaxxer, and they accidentally filled the engine with essential oil. Like, they did the oil change with, like, peppermint oil or lemon oil or something. I don't know. But, yeah, Cactus. Adios. Fuck boy.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to remember that one next time I do Jiffy Lubes. I think I figured out a way to do Jiffy Lubes without, you know, being too illegal about it. Just getting customers on the phone and be like, hey, I'm in the basement. It's perfect.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
That is your real name. I was listening to a show the other day. This is Kentucky Hot Ground. I was listening to a show the other day, and the guy he called, he was getting mad. He said, well, you must have been picked on a lot when you were a kid.
It's true.
And you played it off like you were laughing, but it kind of sounded like he, you know, got to you there, like you pushed some buttons. And I was thinking, you know, when you were a kid, people probably said you're a retard and you have a stupid dick face.
No, they called me Brad Farter. It was really humiliating.
You have a gay boy.
The worst thing ever.
And I just wanted you to know that most of that isn't true. And I love you. And I hope you have a great day.
Aw, thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you for loving me, despite my gay voice. I really appreciate that. That's a very nice voicemail to leave.
Hey, Brad. It's Nico.
Hey.
I'm calling today because I am listening to the Snowplow Show, September 21st, 2015, titled Carlito and RBCP Apologize Profusely for Cardings.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have heard this before, but I'm not remembering it. Anyways, the reason I'm calling is in reference to the other show that I had heard today. I don't remember information about what show it was. But anyways, I remember leaving a message about the spinning reel and how I'm actually watching it. It helps me to meditate, and I never knew how to do that before. Anyways, that's all I have to say for
today.
Sucks
that I took it away.
I hope you're having a good day. Bye.
Like used to on the YouTube channel, it was just the spinning reel for the entire hour of the show. But now I've switched it to all those, you know, basically a slideshow thing that goes for the whole hour that everybody seems to hate now. Maybe I should bring back the meditation stuff. I didn't realize it was good for meditation.
Randall Thor here. On the first day of Christmas, my cactus sent to me Randall Thor. PLA zine from the archives. Bye.
Okay, Randall Thor. That's nice, honey.
Brad, it's not Brad.
Hey.
I'm just enjoying some fat bong rips.
Guess what, not Brad.
420 of the snow clothes.
I found a thing that you made for me that I forgot existed. You know, just like I forgot that that intro existed that I played today. I found this old thing on, you know, just stashed away in some directory. I don't know how it got there. I don't know why I lost it, but it's something that you did. Here's a thing. It's called It's a Family Joke by Not Brad. I'm going to play this real quick.
It's a family joke. I'm 78 years old. My daughter is into criminal law. They predicted me. They protected me.
I think this is from the mail order pranks. This lady was just crazy.
I see birds. I see dogs. Cats. Raccoons. Possum. It's a family joke. And the other daughter deals with fraud. I talk to the animal.
It's a family joke. So thanks for making that, not Brad. Sorry, I forgot that it existed. I think that one was dated also in 2014.
You just asked why the woman is referencing MC Hammer.
Every voicemail is going to be this.
That's because you're too legit. You're too legit to quit, Brad Carter.
I'm doing the hand signal thing for that.
So what else is she going to call
whatever it's
you?
Called.
All right. Smoke weed every day.
Of course.
Bye-bye now.
Brad. It's Cody Noonan.
Hey.
Just wanted to say, I really enjoy the Cactus Shack episodes. Like a curated tour through your hard drive.
Even though they're not, there's no voicemails on them.
Those are enjoyable. Also wanted to share with everyone, I'm going to start a Patreon for my voicemails. So at the $1 level, I will say your name in the voicemail. The $2 level, I will just, you know, let you sponsor my voicemails for a whole week.
Oh, I should do this.
And at the $5 level, I will leave whatever message you want to leave on Brad's voicemail, and I will hijack the Snowplow Show for you. Thank you. Sign up online. Bye.
Yeah, okay. What's the URL for the voicemail? Jeez.
Hey, Brad, it's Kyle Faith. Hey, I was just listening to Hobo Show's number 55, where you're calling the Sheets Convenience Store as Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. And I thought it'd be funny, like, if you call, act as the corporate office, and say, hey, I'm about to, we got NASA on the line, and we're about to connect you with Lieutenant Chuck Pendleton at the International Space Station, so you're kind of introducing yourself. I don't know, I just thought that'd be funny. Anyways, man, sorry.
That's actually a good idea, because that way they would have no doubt that it's really Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the space station because the corporate office said it was. I may just have to try that
soon. Got a cold
soon.
Day. But man, thank you again, man. I've been listening to you for years. Finally did the Patreon. It's awesome. So catch up on the Hobo Shows. But have a Merry Christmas, man. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Kyle. You have a Merry Christmas as well.
The tone is a lie.
Okay, legend. That's nice.
Hey, that's awesome. Brad. It's the real Mr. Taco.
Hey.
Anyway, I was just going to tell you two things.
It's very suspicious.
First of all, I think you really leveled up your game on this voice changer thing along with the hold music. Totally made me laugh my ass off, and that's hilarious. And please continue to do the deep voice guy. That's pretty funny. And also, Chuck Pendleton, of course.
I will do
Second
that
of all,
just for you.
Oh, geez, what was I going to tell? Oh, yeah. I read an article the other day about these two Russian prank call guys who tricked Rick Perry, who is the Department of Energy head, into thinking he was talking to the Ukrainian prime minister.
I think I
about
heard
Manu.
About that.
Anyway, this phone call went on for like 20 minutes. I just wanted to know if you had heard about it.
I heard
I'll
about it.
I'll send you the link. Anyway, keep up the damn good work. I really appreciate it.
Thanks,
Thank
real
you.
Mr. Taco.
And goodbye. Oh, hold on. Do the thing. You're going to do it. All right. You're going to do it.
Mr. Taco away!
Right, I guess. Yeah, I read about that prank, but I didn't actually listen to it because it was really long. I didn't want to hear it. I'm just going to talk like this for the rest of the voicemails. Hope you guys don't mind.
Rascal Ryan, I know you can't play this with kind of a... Yeah, just, you'd have to admit that you were, like, way wrong, but...
What?
That last deal you did where you didn't understand the MC Hammer slam, how did you not get that? You had to... you were like, this is too legit. This is too legit.
Yeah.
Have you heard that MC Hammer song?
I forgot it existed, you know? What was that like? Was that even a popular song? I thought that was his failed attempt to make a new trend thing happen, and it was just really stupid.
Too legit to quit.
Am I wrong about that? Was that actually popular?
How'd you not catch that?
I don't know.
I think sometimes you got your mind in the cloud, man.
I'm just
but
old,
anyway,
forgetful.
You know what you're doing. You're doing kick-ass. And,
yeah.
I don't blame you if you don't play this voicemail, because I wouldn't want other people to know either that I didn't catch that reference.
Everybody else knows except for me.
Even though you said that during the thing. But anyway.
Yep.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I will.
Hello, Brad. Randall Thor here. What? On the second day of Christmas, my
hell?
Cactus sent to me
Randall
two payphones and a PLA zine from the archive.
Oh, I get it. I'm supposed to play one of these on every show, but guess what? I don't do a show every day, Randall Thor.
Thank you.
How's that going to work? It's just going to be me complaining that you call in too much and leave multiple voicemails.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey.
I didn't get any sleep last night, but I have a joke for you.
Oh, shit.
What kind of cat would you find on a bed?
I give up. What kind of cat would you find on a bed?
A cheetah. Yeah, because sheets, like bed sheets. Isn't that great? No, it's not. Okay, bye.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
What the hell, Olga? Come on. You can do better than that. What am I paying you for? What the hell?
Hey, Big Roy, can you put the Play the Game song on YouTube if it's not already? That song's so good. How you rhyme the verses with Curtis's quotes. So long, fuck.
Precious. What? I rhymed something with something. Shit, I can't even remember the lyrics now. I think it's on YouTube. Like, yeah, just do a search for it. It's not on my YouTube. I think it's on Matt's YouTube. For some reason, YouTube pulled it down, and I think it's because I had, like, some guy in a diaper on the video that I made for it. But Matt put it back up for me. I just left it down.
Help, I'm holding the phone upside down.
Well, sounds pretty good for being upside down. So it's all right. Just leave it how it is. It's fine.
Big Moist again. Hi. Great shows lately.
Hey,
I like
thanks.
How you've been doing a lot more hobo shows lately.
You're welcome.
Oh, PLA community, if you're not subscribed to the Patreon, subscribe to the Patreon so you can get all the extra hobo shows.
That's right. God
okay.
damn it.
Brad, I was wondering if you ever have it around or could find it in your heart to do me a favor. Could you see if you could find that one call again with that old dude? Arizona, he's like, I know I don't go to the Goat Cup place.
Yeah, what the hell? I don't think I've played that call since that happened, have I? I definitely need to play that on the beginning of a show one of these days.
Maybe if you have that song that you used to play, that someone made like a remix of that and made it into like a groovy-ass song.
Oh, did they?
You either play that
I don't remember
or
that.
The call, because those are really funny, and I don't know where they are or what show.
Yeah, me either. It's the, like, search on YouTube for I've Got My Cact Eye on You. That's what the video is called that has the whole thing on there.
Love you. Keep doing good. Big noise. Away!
Come on, everyone. Stop doing that. Not allowed. Why is everyone starting that up again?
Hey, Brad. It's Redbeard.
Hey, I guess.
I just wanted to say Merry Early Christmas.
Okay.
And shows lately have been real funny. The Winking Buttholes. That was really fucking
what,
hilarious.
What, so before they weren't funny? Is that what you're saying? Wow.
I really like that.
Wow.
Keep up the good work. I hope Santa Claus is good to you, even though you don't deserve it, because you're a bad boy.
It's true.
You're a bad boy. Who's a bad boy?
That's
anyways,
me.
Fuck off. I've got nothing of real substance to say. Bye. Cactus guy.
Bye.
Redbeard.
Please. No. Not happening. Stop it. Everyone stop it. No. Hey, speaking of Christmas, like, you guys have been awesome about, like, just sending stuff to me from the wish list. I've been deleting things off of it. Like, I had those light fixtures, track lighting fixtures for the green screen, and this guy, James Jankowski, he sent me, like, three of them. So that's four total with what, I think it was Cisco Kid that sent me the other one. So I have enough light fixtures in here to light a couple of green screens, probably more than I needed, but that's kind of awesome. And he also sent me these audio connectors, just these cheap little, I don't know, things, RCA to whatever, that I'm always running out of. And I just used a couple of them tonight. I was out of them again, but I'm not out of them anymore. He bought me a pack of 10 little RCA jack things. Thanks a lot for that, James. Those are going to come in really useful.
Hey. Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. Hey, I was wondering if you've ever heard of a show. It's a, you know, like a podcast / radio show called The Phil Hendry Show. And I'll just say this.
I've heard of it. I don't really know what it is.
I listened to it for a while. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Listened to it for a while, and I was like, what? This is entertaining, but I don't know. And then I looked it up on YouTube. And then it was a whole new experience. That's all I'll say. Then...
Trying to get people to listen to other shows besides mine. I get it. I see what you're doing.
I'm also wondering... I'm trying to get the guy in Westworld. I'm trying to get to the center of the maze of this grocery store containers thing. So, basically, what you should do is repost the grocery store complainers.
No.
And Trick-Ass Ho, which is the follow-up.
We'll just leave that alone.
Repost those. And what you should name those... The automatic retail shows is the most expensive podcast episode ever, because I doubt that any podcast episode costs as much as those ultimately
did.
That's
true. I may have set a record on those.
But they were totally worth it, maybe.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't know. I'm not sure if they're worth it, but they were awesome episodes. And
I'm just glad the shows didn't suck. Can you imagine if I got into all this trouble and the shows weren't even funny? That would have been awful.
I'm trying to wonder. You said that this guy, Have Fun 1999, gave you the numbers. Was that just made up, Brad, or what's the story behind that? He was on Reddit. I can't find anything. What's going on? I'm like a guy. I'm trying to find the center of the maze. All right, thanks, Brad. Bye-bye.
Nope, that's completely real. I don't know who the guy was. I think maybe he made a throwaway account for Reddit or something, because he disappeared soon after. I can't remember if he disappeared, like, before the whole craziness happened or after, but as far as I know, nobody ever figured out who he was. The FBI, they were kind of looking for him, I think. They wanted to know who he was. Okay, that is the end of the show. That's all the voicemails that I have left, so I'm going to end it here. Thank you, Effin' Reality, for sponsoring this episode of The Snowplow Show. Also, thank you, supporters from the past, but not too far in the past, because I'm catching up finally. This is from June 2017. Thank you, Lucklight, Rob Zombie Stark, High School Graduate, Daddy News, Jamie F., Matt Z., Robert S., Jason B., King Richard, Gobi, and CNC Wizard. Those are a few of the people that I never got around to reading back then. Hey, Arbybot, do you have any more names that you want to add to the list?
My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet.
Come on.
Pussy good enough to eat.
Arbybot.
Right pussy, right pussy.
What the
pussy,
hell?
Fuck me all night, pussy.
This isn't right.
Make you leave your wife, pussy, because this be what you like,
this
pussy.
Is not funny. Come
slide
on.
Slide down on your pipe, pussy. Ride you like a bike, pussy.
All right, cutting Arbybot off. I hung up on him. Arbybot, he's worse than Incognito, causing trouble on the show. You can't trust these AI systems. Anyway, thank you everybody for listening. I will see you all next time. I'm going to end today's show with a song by Hearts Minus Sorrow. And this is something that every couple of years, the Yen reminds me to play this. He sent me a message on Discord asking for a copy of this song. And this is a group that just completely disappeared after MySpace disappeared. I don't know what happened to these guys, but this is a song called What You Gonna Do? You know, basically he's saying, what you doing? Except it's, you know, what you gonna do? Yeah, that's it. Okay, bye everyone.
Keep going, slit your wrist. What you gonna do when they come looking for you?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Well, baby, I'm looking for you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Well, baby, I'm looking for you.
You called me, accusing me of some crazy, wacky stuff.